Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
And one of the legends is giving the girls even more.
Yeah, because we were really deprived.
Yeah, she's really not
she's
doing
so
anything.
Stingy with her career.
Yeah.
I barely hear about her.
Me too.
You know,
it's been years.
It's a good thing she's finally doing something.
Barbie, pack it up. Oppenheimer, you're done. Meg 2, drowned.
And apparently, Exorcist has been exercised.
Yeah, her head is spinning again.
It
she
is.
Had to move her.
She's got to puke up her stuff elsewhere now. Her split pea soup gets upchucked a week earlier.
Ew.
Sorry.
Sorry.
The flavor. Yes, everyone. We are, of course, as always, talking about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Eater of souls. Dominator of worlds.
Born in 1989.
And she won't let you forget it.
Nope.
Yes, Taylor is here, I think, even earlier than any of us anticipated with this announcement.
Yeah.
With the Eras Tour concert film out October the 13th.
Not sponsored.
A Friday. Not sponsored, but at this point, what isn't sponsored by Taylor Swift management at this point?
True.
When she assumes the role of president.
Get a good lawyer.
Supreme Court Justice Swift.
Do I need to just become a Swiftie to enjoy life again?
I think at this point, legally, we are about to be obligated. It's like, yeah, we're going to need that real ID, the passport, and the Swiftie card-carrying membership card.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, no, that's a lie. Slater is giving me, like, pop girl era.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, that's fulfilling the void in my heart.
Okay.
So, I'm not there yet.
Yeah. I'm glad.
Once 1989 Taylor's version drops, I'm going to be a different person.
Over for
everyone's
going
to unsubscribe.
You're going to be a fucking seagull.
Literally.
From Swifties to seagulls.
I've got those James Dean.
I don't know if I've even properly ranted about that on the main.
Seagulls?
Yeah. I've seen Swifties complain about this too, so we can all relax. But first, that first cover dropped and I wasn't a fan really. But then the other editions dropped and I'm like, why are we moving further and further towards the sea?
Oh.
What's happening here?
Well, did you see someone did a side-by-side? There's photographs of they're like similar poses, but not. They're like interpretations of old photos from that era album shoot. Oh.
All right. The seagulls, the sea. I'm like, it's called Welcome to New York.
Well, maybe she's in Hoboken.
Yeah, she might. Welcome to Hoboken has a ring
Hoboken
to it.
I was in Hoboken the other day.
And how was it?
It was actually really pretty.
It is pretty,
I went to the waterfront.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Kind of was like, they ruined the skyline.
Oh, the skinny little building?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hudson Yards, she's so cute, but like, why do we have to do that?
Oh my God.
You know?
Well, you can get into urban planning.
Okay, great.
I think that's your
Sim
next
City
stop.
Yeah. 2000 once. Yeah.
Urban planning only.
Yeah. And there's certain angles now that like you can't see the Empire State Building from anymore. Oh, we used to be a proper country.
Well, at least we saw anyway. The super moon.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
She was serving.
Yeah, no one really cares about my moon content, but it's fine.
Arguably, a lot of people did post-moon content, so I
don't
know.
That's true.
You know, yeah. It is sort of like, I think we all can sing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very Victoria Justice.
Yeah. Whatever. I was filming, like, visuals for, like, future, you know, promotion of my incoming ambient-inspired EP.
That's, see, hold on to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, she's banged.
Your folklore era.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, yes, concert film October 13th, and within minutes of that announcement, The Exorcist's latest sequel, Blumhouse producer tweeted, "Taylor, you win. Movie gets moved back to October 6th, which is sad because, like, a horror movie should come out on Friday the 13th. That's sad.
Yeah. Well, it is coming out. Because I don't
know
about you,
a scarier
but
one.
Being stuck in that theater with Swifties.
As I said, when asked for comment, Satan said, "I'm scary, but I'm not Swifty scary."
It's like sitting in a theater with a bunch of M3 Gens.
It's going to be loud.
Yeah, singing
I love,
clean.
There's like TikToks of people in an empty theater in the next room, and you just hear them scream singing along, and she's just sitting in the empty seat like, okay, trying to watch Oppenheimer. It's going to be loud.
Yeah.
I wonder how they're going to treat it. Like, they're actually going to stand out off their seats the whole time and, like, sing along?
Probably. Why did I, like, for a split second debate the idea of
possibly
going? Oh, I
know you're
going
to go there.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you will.
No, I'm not. I'm going to watch Moulin Rouge.
You've got church girl friendship bracelets. You can at least wear them to that.
I'm going
to. Can you imagine?
By the way.
Infiltrating the friendship bracelet distribution system with Beyonce friendship bracelets.
I'm not giving away my church girl Beyonce bracelets.
It would be so funny
if
a Swiftie was like looking at hers and she's like, "You're on your own, kid. Why? Why?" And then she's like, "Wait a minute."
Yeah.
Church girl.
It's literally church girls. The C is backwards. The U is upside down.
Okay.
I'm not getting rid of that.
Yeah.
No.
Did you have a follow-up on that?
Yeah, people are like very, they have opinions about it, but I think it's fucking cute. So
you are standing your ground on the friendship bracelets.
I am.
Made for Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. And we had one of our listeners, Mark, that saw Beyonce and made a silver.
Yes,
Sicilian
I saw that.
Superstar, so yeah. The impact.
Some might say you're starting a trend.
Maybe so. Fashion designer over here.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, if you've not yet heard, the Eras Tour is coming and already brought in, I forget the figure now, but...
Not as much as Beyonce.
Oh, no. I mean, it's going to be way, way more.
Oh.
Yeah, she's expected to make like $2
billion. Well.
Yeah, no, that's going to be insane.
Get a good lawyer.
It will be a lot when it's all said and done. But I meant the movie, in its first day, brought in like... 30 to 60 million.
It's not even out yet.
Of pre-sale tickets.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Is it already?
Oh,
like,
I'm sorry. That was a high figure, but it's still insane.
Like,
no, but it's still not that bad. Earns 26 million in pre-sale tickets. AMC's single day record. So already this movie has made $26 million.
Oh, okay. I see it on the AMC. This is not sponsored. I went to the movies once. Okay.
I've been many times. And I also got Taylor Swift that as the first pop-up. In single-day ticket sales at AMC theaters, breaking the previous record for Spider-Man No Way Home, $26 million in less than 3 hours after advance tickets. So it's more by now. Expected to surpass $100 million in opening weekend sales, according to Variety, which would make it the highest-grossing concert film ever over Justin Bieber's Never Say Never.
Wow.
Oh, it'll easily break that, I think.
Oh, yeah. She's, like, sold out.
There were queues, there were lines to buy AMC tickets like it was the Eras Tour Ticketmaster debacle. It was like 17 minutes until you could buy your movie ticket.
Interesting.
This is Beatlesmania.
Do
this
we go?
I am not attending that. I'm scared for my life.
Yeah, actually, Sam. What does laser mean? Laser? IMAX with laser?
It's the format.
Oh.
Stunning images. Heart-pounding audio.
Slay. Whatever.
I don't know. I just do whatever Nicole Kidman tells me to in that commercial. I've become a real movie girl. I subscribed, not sponsored, to the A-list AMC thing where you get...
Should be sponsored.
I should be. 3 movies a week or something like that. Wow. Or 25 a month, I think it is. I'm just going to have to go a lot more. But I got a theater near me. I just saw Bottoms on Friday night, which is not a normal...
On Grindr in theaters.
Not a surprising thing for me to say, but no, it was a movie this time. I recommend. It's pretty fucked up.
I love something that's fucked up.
Yeah, R-rated queer comedy in the vein of Heathers, Jawbreaker, Mean Girls, any fucked up high school movie.
I've seen one of those three that you've named.
Okay, well, Mean Girls, I think it has a distant spiritual connection to And Not Another Teen Movie.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah, it's satirical, and I won't give anything away, but yeah, it is
Maybe I'll go.
Wild. It would be interesting what you think of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fast forward to next month, I've got like my Swifty leotard on, my red lip.
Not your folklore cardigan on.
Literally.
Sipping your...
In the back of row with like my Wendy hat on.
Your
sunglasses.
Pumpkin spice. Your Dunkin'.
Whatever. I just want to have fun.
You should. You should go if you want to go
maybe
too.
Maybe I will. Oh my God. Everyone will, like, the rage. I can hear people screaming that like what? I would go to see Taylor Swift over like Moulin Rouge.
I mean, yeah, you should go to jail, but...
I want to go to see it as, like, research.
For your stadium tour?
Yeah, well, yes.
Now, the interesting thing is it has a runtime of, like, 2:48 or 2:46 or something like that, so it's less than the actual concert, I'm pretty sure. But they might just show condensed versions of the songs, I'm sure. I think Variety confirmed they're not actually skipping any of the songs, because I know there would be some sort of a mutiny. Of some sort.
Yeah.
Fear not, but that's still a nearly 3-hour theater experience.
Well, you know, you look at the set list, you pick a song for your bathroom break.
You could do that. That is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with Taylor, I would choose any of them. I'm kidding.
I'll be interested to see.
I say this like I don't know every single word to 1989. Okay.
I'm interested to see what she's going to do for the sections that change every night. So the secret songs and the red hat that she hands off to an audience member. I wonder what that'll look like.
Yeah. I need Beyonce to do this too.
Well, that was the other rumor that was floating around. Hours after this came out, there was a report from sources, some website, that the Renaissance visuals are completed into some sort of weird, cool art film and that they're being shopped around to streamers.
Ooh.
So
there's been copyright takedowns too on full performance videos, so people are also saying that they think she's starting.
Interesting. Okay.
I had a dream about Renaissance tour last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna tell you guys what I saw.
Well, let me just put it out here in case it's true. Above the Line reports that the Renaissance visual film is shot in secret by British director Nadia Lee Cohen, who's worked with Tyler, the Creator, Katy Perry, Kali Uchis, and done work with brands like Gucci and Valentino. And the project is being shopped to studios and streamers. Details are scarce, but there's a possibility that a stealth deal has been reached. Artsy, in line with Beyonce's other visual albums like Lemonade and Black is King, but also weirder and hasn't been Disney-fied like the latter film, which won an Emmy. It's a visual album movie, but it's like an art film. And I've heard it's better than Black is King.
I believe it.
Yeah.
But I need like a film and I also need a concert.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I had this like dream about it last night. And I feel like if I were working for Beyonce, you know, like the on mute.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what do you do for that moment in a film? You know, because it's one moment.
Yeah.
And obviously you're not going to show the parts where.
You could do a montage of all the audiences being quiet.
Well, they weren't all quiet.
No, they weren't.
But I'm like, I feel like it would be this very dramatic, like everyone on mute.
Yeah.
And then it goes completely silent. And there is like 120 frame per second slow-mo of people in Club Renaissance in like, I'm talking, you know that slow-mo, like I'm talking like Planet Earth's slow-mo.
Well, she does it on her Instagram.
Yes, but slower than that.
Oh, okay.
Like Planet Earth style.
Okay.
If you know, you know. Mm-hmm. You know what, there's girls that get it. Like when you see like a butterfly and like a hummingbird flapping its wings,
yep,
which is really fast, but then.
It's slow.
Yeah. Anyway, so it would be fans and you would just catch that instant like 10 seconds of like the joy lighting up in their face, and it just spans out to the crowd.
That
just
would be
like
a shock.
You are the visuals, and it's just like this still frozen in time moment for like 20 seconds, and then it goes back into it.
I feel
it.
I see the vision.
Chills.
I see the vision. Well, I'm excited for this. I do hope / believe it is real and it is coming. I also hope she takes inspiration for the girls who know this one from Grace Jones's A One Man Show, which was very ahead of its time, released now about 40 years ago. But it was a combination of music video and live performance. And I think it could be a very cool thing for her to do. It was very artsy and weird and ahead of its time. And I feel like it's definitely up her alley. So
slime.
I think it's coming. Yeah. I think I also feel like what was once one idea became something else.
Mm-hmm. As the tour went on.
Yeah. I want to believe that something went left and it was worked on more to become a bigger thing, maybe. I don't know. I do know we need the concert footage. I believe she did professionally shoot some places already. So we'll see.
Yeah, that happens with the doc. It's like you just kind of roll.
Yeah.
And then you see what happens.
That's true.
Like the Demi one, remember? Like,
oh, yeah.
It was all footage from that they had allegedly like scrapped, but then they brought it back.
You're right.
For a different moment.
You're right. You're right.
Wow. Anyway, so the Taylor show is happening October 13th. We also have another save the date for you girls. If you are here in New York,
this one's a little more local.
This one's for the girls. This one.
Yes.
We are very excited to announce that we are co-hosting a Kylie Minogue tension party on Saturday, September 23rd, in celebration of Kylie Minogue's tension.
See what the concept is there?
Yeah.
Yes, DJ John Ali presents Tension, a Kylie Minogue album release party.
Yeah.
Where we'll be playing Tension by Kylie Minogue. Yes, we're very excited.
And Chocolate and all the lovers.
Yes. Prepare for lots of fun shenanigans. I think there will be performances. We'll be twirling in the crowd. Come say hi.
Yeah.
We're all going to have fun. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a good time, and we will dance to all eras of Kylie, including Tension. And we're very excited. And I had just had my first Tension live experience at Zoo with DJ John Ali, which was also, it went off. This album goes off live at a club. I would know.
Oh, yeah.
I did experience it live in a club with Kylie.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. But it's
ahead of its time.
Anyway, we're going to have a really fun time. Come on out. We're going to have the official details.
Yeah,
to come
details to come. This is the save the date.
On the socials.
Yeah.
But yeah, save the date.
Saturday. September 23rd.
$3 bill.
Well, know who else had a show with some drama recently? Adele.
Oh.
Weekends with Adele have continued, and she made some headlines.
Twinks with
week.
Adele.
Yeah, literally.
I know. This was a contentious headline.
I love a POV on TikTok where you get like multiple angles. The story unfolds.
Right. Like the Bad Blood Eras Tour K-Stop version.
Yes.
Yes.
So there was a man who was going off to Adele, as one would do at a concert.
Yep.
And I don't really understand this filming situation. It was like a GoPro and a selfie stick and a, I don't know, like a, it was a lot of angles.
It was like a 360 of some sort.
Yeah.
And it is my main issue with this story, but we'll get into it. So he's filming, he's shaking and crying, and you see security come up and be like, hey, you might want
to. See the one TikTok comment was like, Abby Lee? It's like, oh my God, I thought the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, you might want to sit down.
Yeah, look at everybody behind you.
Yeah. And he was like, he sat down for like a second and then he got back, popped back up. And then they started to tell him to sit down, I believe. And Adele was like, hey. And she spotted in the 200s or wherever he was sitting. She was like, leave him alone. He's having a good time. He's a fan. Don't shoot. It's one of my fans. And he got to victoriously stay standing.
Mm-hmm.
And the security was like, you don't have to move. You don't have to move. And New York Magazine reported on this.
They did.
With the headline, Adele told off Vegas security for trying to stop a twink from dancing.
Were they wrong?
That's just facts. I see reporting objectively right there. It did, as you pointed out on the live chat, create some twink discourse on Twitter.
Yeah.
Which nobody asked for.
No.
It was just, you know, the gay social media having some fun. That's what you do when you're bored at work.
Yeah. I mean, they got attention.
they got it right.
Attention. Attention. We're talking about it. So
my only thing about this story is I don't care that he was standing. I would like clarity on the device, though, because if it was this giant stick that had like a 360 camera or something that was annoyingly obscuring view, I'd be like, put that shit down.
Yeah.
Like if it's camera phones, I feel like we all have to suffer through that. And I am certainly guilty of it myself. But was it a device? Or was it just your camera, your phone that records front and back footage? Because then it's like...
Yeah, I think it was the GoPro that records front and back with the it's like a 360 fisheye kind of.
If it wasn't like this big contraption, then of course he had all the right to be standing up and shaking to fire to the rain and set fire to the rain and all that. But yeah, I guess I haven't even seen anyone carry something that obscuring, but
yeah,
it looked like a fisheye lens on his angle. And then I don't even know what it was, but in any case, I don't have a problem with somebody getting excited and standing at a show either. That's like the cost of a live performance, is you can't depend on other people's behavior. You have to be agile. And sometimes it does suck. And sometimes really annoying ass fans, but you just got to dodge, work your way through it somehow.
I know. It was like when I saw Hillary Duff in college and I was like super tall, people were pissed at me and I was like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah. You had to be there.
Yeah. I'm like,
okay.
But yeah, I wouldn't hold a sign up if I was in the 200s.
That's the thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? 'Cause it's like, I just wonder if what the thing he was holding up was like annoying, because then I would be.
And I would compromise. Like, I would be like, okay, I'll sit for the slow moment.
Right.
And then shake my tits for Set Fire to the Rain.
Yeah.
And then we can sit for Hello.
Yeah.
You know, like, I would compromise.
Yeah. Agreed. I don't know. But I'm glad that he got to have a good time and that Adele stood up for him. That was probably very affirming, as long as it wasn't, like, really obnoxious, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've had my battles at concerts with all sorts.
You could use one of those, couldn't you?
I really could. I could use the platform shoes. Truly, when I hold a camera up, it's like, this is my eye. I need this. This is not for future memories. This is so I could experience the show.
There's smart people in the world. Invent something. Solve this problem.
I think everyone should just have a GoPro attached to their forehead when they go to a show.
Although I do like in that venue, the screens are so gigantic.
Yeah.
You are getting like an HD view.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with Adele, I mean, you're kind of going there to hear the voice. It's not like she's giving you
choreo. And,
you know, break my soul, like Titty Bounce Dance. Right. You know what
I
mean?
Well, she probably would like to. She would.
She should.
She would. She is such a stan.
She should just add Break My Soul into her set with the titty bounce. Mm-hmm. You guys know my favorite new dance move.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did I just delete our entire doc?
I still have it.
Oh, no, I didn't. Okay. Oops.
We can wing it from here. Yeah. So what else is going on this week?
Well, speaking of twinks.
Speaking of twinks. Oh, yes. It's time to bring up the bad blood of the demon twinks in Bushwick.
This is their Britney versus Christina.
This is
their celebrity death match. If you know, you know.
This is
the Backstreet Boys versus NSYNC of 2023.
Yes, for TikTok twinks.
It's also, I have no fucking idea what this story is, so
I'm excited to explain
it. Yeah.
Well, Charlie XCX and Rina Sawayama are or were in a little rift of sorts.
Over what?
Well, funny you should ask. So as you know, they are not only friends and girlies in the same sort of like, yeah, they did Beg For You together, and they're in that same sort of like genre of alt-pop girlies. But, you know, a few months back, well, first of all, you should know for context, Charlie is dating a member of the 1975, which is a band that Matty Healy is a part of, who is the guy that Taylor Swift was dating that everyone really didn't like. Do you remember that whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So Rena, a few months back, was performing at a festival and called out Maddie without calling out his name, but very clearly calling out some of the actions that people don't like that he did.
A subtweet.
A subtweet live.
Got it. Okay.
So a few weeks ago or days ago, whatever, at this point, Charlie unfollowed Rena on Instagram, which obviously is a terrible...
Shots fired
around the world. And so people decided that that was because she was calling out Maddie Healy's behavior, who's part of the 1975, which is Charlie's boyfriend's band.
Yeah.
So people thought they were fighting over Maddie Healy, basically, or like shading that. The rumors were getting louder and louder, and people were wondering why the hell that Charlie unfollowed and whatever. And then Charlie tweeted, like, in my messy era, which did not help matters at all.
No.
She sometimes shouldn't tweet. Anyway, she tweeted, look, this all got a bit crazy. Me and Rena spoke about things on the phone just now. My unfollowing, which happened a couple weeks ago, was over a personal disagreement between friends, which we've now spoken about. Heart emoji. Anyways, stream beg for you.
Okay.
Rena hasn't said anything. We don't know what the personal disagreement was.
Yeah.
And we have no further clarity at this present press time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Are we taking sides?
If it is over Maddie Healy, if it's over Maddie Healy, then I would obviously go with Rena. Like,
also, who is it that finds this unfollowing? You know, like, who is it? Like, does someone check on like an hourly basis? Like,
yes. The Stan accounts.
Also, because muting exists. So if you're having a personal...
That's my thing.
If you're feuding with another celeb and you have a personal disagreement that you think you're going to work out at some point, just mute them.
Right.
And like, because if you unfollow them, you know what you're doing.
You know what you're doing, and you know people are going to pay attention.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to notice it.
Charlie XCX Slovenia is going to notice and tweet it, and then it's going to go viral. Yeah, that's why it's messy. It's very intentional. But yeah, if it's over a man, I obviously would take
unfollow you, unfollow you. Dun, dun. That would actually be a bop.
Maybe
you...
this is, and it could also be a stunt for their new single, Unfollow.
You'll never see me again. So now I'm gonna unfollow you.
Honestly.
Bop.
But yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. And again, Rena hasn't weighed in on any of this, so.
Yeah, it seems silly.
It seems very silly, but the girls are fighting. Or at least it's kind of one-sided seeming at this present moment.
I mean, whatever.
Whatever.
Is it that serious?
Deathly serious, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
But basically, I think fans notice because if you check your faves page every day and you get used to like what that number is at
I
the
muted
top.
My fave.
If you see the same number at the top and then it drops one, then you'd be like, oh.
Oh.
Maybe that's why people notice.
Yeah. What the fuck is that? Is it a rat? Someone's sawing through my wall? You hear that, right?
I do. It sounds like a vacuum against a hardwood floor.
Oh, okay. I was like, what is that? Charlie the sawing in? Well. Whatever. Stream beg for you. Anyway.
Well, speaking of the girls fighting.
Oh. There is
I knew you'd
a
be all over this
video.
One.
Oh, my gosh. So, have you guys seen Romper Stomper? The fight that went crazy this weekend. Now, some people tweeted this happened at the Eras Tour, which was sending me, and I believed it.
Yes. But similar outfits.
Yeah, so this was at a Morgan Wallen concert? Does he have stadium tour?
He does.
And it's sold out?
This is, again, just because we live in a bubble because we don't recognize that man. But unfortunately, yeah.
Oh,
this is the guy who's been number one for like 20 weeks with this fucking song and album.
Hey, you know, I...
Something for everyone.
Anyway. That's what makes the world go round, okay?
Well, yeah.
So anywho,
and if this is his kind of fans,
I'm gonna start standing. No, yeah. I'm kidding. I'm joking. Okay, so there's a video from a porta potty battle royale that has gone viral.
Yeah, it's cowboy boots and cowboy hats, a fly-in, tube tops being plucked.
Yeah. Now the girl that got a lot of attention was the one in the romper with the white cowboy boots, everyone was like, she ate them up.
I mean, she comes in and she plucks that hair and she goes stomping. Body. And it almost like a WWE, like slamming the doors on them.
Yeah.
She did clear the scene. That is objectively true. That is true. There is toilet paper flying. There are a lot of blonde hair and tussling.
And she's already done an interview with Barstool. Did you see that?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. There was boots on the Barstool on the ground.
Cowboy boots on the ground.
Yeah. So turns out Romper Stomper, mm-hmm. white cowboy boot girl.
Yeah.
Was defending her mom, the shawl lady.
Yes.
In the beginning.
Yes.
Is the mom, which she literally looks too.
She looks
too. I thought they were sisters.
Yeah.
So shawl lady, the mom.
Yeah.
Gets into it with pink tube top girl.
Yes.
Pink tube top girl slaps the drink out of mom's hand, which to me, that's... You're starting.
It's violence.
If you're going to slap my $18 Coors Light out of my hand.
Yeah, it's over. Yes. Well, it's getting started.
Yes, you're starting.
She's starting for sure.
So then the fight breaks out. It's in a porta potty.
Yeah.
A friend jumps in. They throw the mom into this porta potty. A girl comes out of the porta potty. She's shaking. She has no idea what's going on. She's stunned.
She's my favorite part of this video. Yeah.
She's now, why am I in it?
She fully came here thinking it was Ira's tour to begin with. So... She was not prepared for this show or this brawl.
Yeah. So she exits, and then Romper Stomper comes in and clears friend one and friend two, saves her mom. And then the clown that tried to jump in got clowned really hard at the end.
Yeah.
And that's where it's at.
Yeah. This is the opposite of friendship bracelets. This is footage from, when she didn't play. When she plays me as the surprise song, this is what happens in the bathrooms. Yeah, it was pretty rough.
Yeah.
It was also in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But the hero is for sure surprised girl.
Stunned.
Really did not think it was even that concert. Wow.
I thought concert, this was a classy party.
I thought this... The concert decorum... Etiquette has gone out the window.
There is none.
There is none. Everyone's fighting for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least they all showed up in somewhat matching looks,
mm-hmm.
which does seem to be a thing that everyone can get on the same page about lately.
It's cowboy boots.
Yeah. That kind of, Beyonce. I'm not that I want to lump them all together at all.
Yeah, no.
But
cute
how
interesting. Gorgeous.
No, how interesting that it has been like a pretty... cowboy boots and hat heavy summer, but for very different artists.
Yeah.
Cruel summer indeed. Well, speaking of Beyonce and looks, actually, it's a perfect time.
Come on, Romper Stomper. That's just a funny name too.
It is a funny name.
Hashtag Romper Stomper. I can't. Yeah, I think it's time on the subject of looks. I think it's time for a little segment that we like to call...
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
All right, I'm going to be brave enough to say it.
Oh no, here we go.
When you have 4,000 impeccably flawless looks, mm-hmm. you are allowed one mistake. Two mistakes.
Okay.
Beyonce... What was happening with that red hat with the eyeballs cut out?
Oh, see, I loved it.
I said it.
I loved
it. No way.
I think it's so funny.
Well, it's funny, but
yeah.
I mean...
It reminds me of, is it like a Mario character or there's some character I'm trying to think of. It's so funny. But yeah, she wore to Vegas a oversized hat with the eyes cut out over her head.
Yeah.
It's so funny to me. That's gonna bother me which character it is.
I feel like I know what you're talking about too.
Yeah. It's almost like Mario or something, but in any case, I was appreciative of this look.
Is it the little mushrooms that you have to jump
on?
Yeah,
it's like a mushroom. Yeah, it's like of that variety.
Yeah.
That I get what you mean though. Something was maybe happening there in Vegas.
What happened to Vegas should have stayed in Vegas.
Yes, it will stay in Vegas.
Also, the red wrap around the motherboard bodysuit was giving Taste the Biscuit Chrome Lady.
Yes, I did think of Taste the Biscuit.
But she's allowed.
And I will say, Vegas did make up for it with their mute challenge.
They did. They shut the fuck up.
They shut the fuck up. You could hear the fans whirring, which is pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah.
She was pleased. She got really giddy. She loved it. And I just heard that, I believe it was LA last night or somewhere, I think California, had a horrible mute challenge.
The girls are saying that the LA mute challenge flopped horribly.
Yeah. Well, what can I say? I'm not surprised, LA.
Well, what celebrity in the audience can we blame for it?
Exactly.
Jeffree Star.
Which one of you wasn't talking?
Look around, everybody on mute, and you just hear, welcome back to my channel.
And you did it at my birthday dinner.
Oh, you know it was James Charles. Everybody on mute. Hi, sisters.
Did you see the list of people at that show? Mm-mm. Celebrities? It was a lot.
I got to see that list. I have no doubt.
I blame one of them.
For sure.
It was Kris Jenner.
For sure. It was definitely, that was not the crowd that was going to be on their best behavior by any means. I suppose it was inevitable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
She's like, you lose some. We got to refilm this.
Yeah. She did. But, oh, that's okay.
They got drunk in love, though.
They did. They got the Dubai riff.
They did. But they did not get the iconic cat suit.
No.
So, listen, we all win and we all lose a little bit here on journey, don't we?
We do. You know, this journey, especially the Renaissance World Tour, is very, very varied. Some outfits are more slay than others. Sometimes she'll throw in thick when she feels like it, apparently. Sometimes she'll give you the riff. It's like you roll the dice with these shows.
Yeah.
You know?
But it keeps it fun.
It does.
Like, I love talking about it every week.
I know.
And I feel like there hasn't been something like that in a long time.
Right. Aside from when you watch the Swifty reactions to the Secret songs, where it literally looks like they just got a call that their loved one has died.
Because
she sings the one they wanted on their list. I follow is not true. You just have to
it's FYP. For
you, Peach. And it's like weeping at a dinner table, seeing that she did dress or something. It's like, it's a lot.
Know what videos send me? The ones that are like, I accidentally filmed myself instead of Taylor, or like, I accidentally filmed you did not accidentally film yourself.
We're in a new era of the concert is your face now. Like, in the past few years, it's become the front face footage of you reacting to the self. It's the self taping, whatever.
Everyone's just trying to have fun. We're not hating.
I'm not hating.
I'm just jealous because like I wish that like my faves were doing this. You know what I mean? Like,
I know Hillary. When you're ready to get out there on the Come Clean 2023 tour, and your front face camera video when Mr. James Dean comes on and you're sobbing.
Now that, what's it called? Like, No Wonder Why Her. Let's Talk About the Husband. What's that one show that she does? Not Let's Talk About the Husband.
How I Met Your Father.
Got canceled. So I think someone's going to be
heading
to the recording studio with her husband.
There's no TV or movie happening right now, so there's no choice but to get back in the studio, Miss Duff.
Well,
Stadium tour confirmed. You heard it first.
Yep. Breathe in. Right, breathe out again.
Breathe in. Duffesance world tour.
Oh my God. I'm so here for a Duffesance. I started remixing. So yesterday.
Oh my God.
Yeah. One of my project files. Anyway, another queen of pop has hit the stage in Vegas.
That's right.
It's expensive to be her.
And it might be more expensive to be her soon.
Oh, why?
Based on the latest lawsuit.
Oh, okay. Well, allegedly.
Allegedly. Yes, Miss Erica Jane, who has not seemed to go too long without another litigious episode, is rocking the spots on Vegas. On the Vegas stage.
Are you guys ready to rock the spots, ladies? I cannot believe still that happened.
Twister Dance?
Yeah, and the remix.
Twister Dance remix, yeah.
And like why it kind of goes off.
You know, we endured a lot in our time.
Yeah.
But Erica Jane is back on stage for the residency that she kicked off, which honestly looked really good.
Yeah, it looked fun.
It did look fun.
I would have fun at that.
Yeah. And she also did a shoot for our high fashion editorial of the week. for Interview Magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slay.
Yeah.
Also, the Vegas look was giving Christina and Lady Marmalade.
Yes.
Also, I may or may not have been extremely edibled and posted on my Instagram story the photo of her with Kyle Richards and said, Christina Aguilera and Nelly Furtado. And then I was woke up this morning. I was like, I should delete that. Is that rude?
I think everybody would agree.
Yeah. Kyle was eating a little bit too. And yeah. Lisa Rinna was there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm still thinking about Kyle Richards and Morgan Wade's music video. It's something that is so bizarre and wild to me that I just can't unsee it.
No, I don't want to unsee it. No. I want to see more of it.
She really was delivering in that lingerie. Anyway.
Another high fashion pick that I have for this week, good old Kylie Jenner.
Oh, Kylie Jenner. Now, this was your inclusion.
This was for Acne Studios, not sponsored. Also, I don't really understand why there's a fashion company that's like called Acne.
Right.
But I guess it's like chic. But it is giving Lara Croft if she slayed.
Well, she does slay.
She did. She used to. And then they made her like, you know, they covered her up. And I'm like, why can't we have like short shorts and tits out anymore?
I know. She was best when she was at her blockiest. Her square tits.
Literally the pixel tits. But like, why can't I, when I play a video game, I want my tits out.
Yeah.
Why is that like, I don't understand why we can't do that anymore.
I don't know either. I don't know.
Maybe family friendly.
Was it ever a family friendly game though?
No.
Like, I don't know.
And I still turned out gay. So like.
I know. nature versus nurture versus Lara Croft. I don't know. By the way, I just answered your question because it was a burning question in my mind. Acne Studios is an acronym for Ambition to Create Novel Expressions.
Okay. Charisma, uniqueness,
nerve, and talent. Acne.
Yeah. Their stuff is cute. Just expensive. Expensive to be me.
And I would like to shout out in what I I don't know if this was divine timing.
No, this was intentional.
This
and I love
had
it.
To be intentional. For those of you who don't know, I'm sorry, but it's been two weeks, so you're going to have to deal with it. At the end of And Just Like That, season two, Carrie winds up in Greece. And in the same fucking day or week?
Yeah, same week.
Vogue Greece announced Kim Cattrall for the cover of the Bold Women issue. It felt very pointed, if you ask me. She is serving a high fashion flying squirrel in her black dress with like a red cape moment and stunning in black and white, giving glamorous. And she also posted a cool video of the shoot. And just generally, she is winning. And
she is.
She's winning the IDGAF wars hard. She does not give a fuck. She definitely leaked the news she was going to be on the show. She definitely posed for Vogue Greece the day that Carrie went. Yeah, she gives no fucks. Obsessed.
Oh, I love that song. Stream AR.
And finally, high fashion, low fashion.
No fashion. Yeah.
We have to give a shout out to a true ally. Yes, Bad Bunny was, I guess, bored.
Yeah.
He posted a series of photos. He was already thirst trapping before this photo, by the way. Like, he was on one that day. Like, there was like a hot gym photo. He was feeling his oats.
There's a lot of thirst traps.
Yes.
From Bad Bunny.
There are. And we are grateful for them. And I guess, I don't know what happened, but he just was walking outside and took a mirror selfie in the door or whatever. And the girls got their brightness up, their contrast.
And exposure.
Exposed all the way up. Bad Bunny pole on Main. Shaft on Main.
Literal shaft on Main.
Literal shaft on Main. It made it to TMZ and everywhere else. Obviously exploded all over the internet, especially once people picked up the brightness and everyone was truly shook.
Oh.
Like sucking dick and cock.
Many people were thirsty.
Oh, I was thirsty.
Yeah.
My God. He's good for Kendall Jenner.
That's what I was thinking, but I was also like, where is she?
My knees would be bruised, let me tell you.
Fuck physical therapy.
Literally.
Yeah. Woo. thank you for your service to the community.
Yeah, well, I wish I could return that service. So bad. I'm a classy woman.
Yeah, sometimes.
Anyway, speaking of the apps.
Oh?
Shall we have a little...
Oh.
TikTok talk. Okay, there's a song that's taken over my FYP.
Uh-huh.
Are you on this FYP 80s cocaine chic Miami Vice talk?
I am not. I'm not.
Wow. See, my whole entire FYP is like 80s vintage Miami Vice, hot pink. Mm-mm. And the song is from 1985. It's called If You Were Here Tonight by Alexander O'Neill, which was also sampled by the group The Midnight, if you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of made this wave, vapor wave on my FYP, and I'm kind of into it.
So you have like aesthetic things.
Yeah. And it's all the like neon pools with like the pinks and the teals. And yeah.
I have Howie the Crab and Wood Soup.
Wood Soup. Yeah. And DeSesso Fam.
And DeSesso Fam dancing away and being an ally as well.
I think that the next Grand Theft Auto is going to be a remake of Vice City. They should, yeah.
Oh, got it.
If they were smart, they would like lean into this teaser moment.
Gotcha. Well, there is something that we were also tagged in, a account called Opera Trashified, who does opera renditions. Actually, we've been tagged in her stuff like a few times.
Yeah.
She does like opera renditions of funny TikTok sounds and things like that. But in this case, she did the iconic All Stars 1 Battle Royale featuring Everyone versus Mimi, I'm First as SpongeBob AI voices.
Yes.
It is, well, here's a little sample.
It's art.
It is art. And I do think that this is the only form of AI that I am actually okay with.
Same.
Because
it's unserious and it's not actually trying to like steal rights from people.
Right.
In a negative way.
You completely understand what they're doing and
it's very obvious that it's fake.
Right.
Yeah.
I support it.
By the way, we do include a lot of our visual references over on our Instagram.
That's true. We do.
At legendsonly_pod, where we do a recap carousel every single week of various moments like this where you need to see it to
need to see it.
You know, encapsulate the context.
Yeah, the purpose of a podcast is to talk about things that you need to see in order to understand.
Yeah.
So
someday I will understand, but someday. You can go over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to listen to like bops we talk about, we do have a playlist on Apple Music.
That's true.
And Spotify as well.
Legends Only Weekly playlist. Yeah. It's very important that you do stream it because we are not fucking around.
No. Do your job.
Do your job.
Mind your business.
Sachin has upgraded officially. If you don't recall this saga, Nicki Minaj had a live where
Is it Sachin or Sachin?
Sachin. I'm not sure.
I think it's
Sachin.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what Nicki said at least, I think. Yeah.
If you don't recall the saga, Nicki was doing a live when a fan came in and told her to get her ass to work.
Ate her up.
And she said, "Oop!" And we have now come full circle to the two meeting, being in the same room, TikTok. And now his bio says Nicki Minaj's PA. I think he's at least a personal assistant, if not the personal assistant.
And his most recent video was saying that they met for business.
Yes. I love it.
I love it.
Even if she only puts him on like sort of a street team sort of situation.
But you need that.
You do. It's good to hire your fans for business, I think, in some cases.
Yeah, in some cases.
As far as like running your socials, taking the temperature.
Mm-hmm. Understanding the content, what you're looking to do, what you
reading
want.
The room, what looks good and what doesn't.
Yes.
I think that's all.
And being brave enough to, you know, have the hard conversations and the constructive feedback.
That's
focus
right.
What we need to focus right now.
What we need to focus right now.
I think we all need a Sachin.
I agree.
Like, I need a Sachin in my life to be like, you need to focus on what you need to focus on right now.
I agree.
Yeah.
100%. Well, we're about to talk about Nicki, but before we get into the new music of the week, I'd like to give a special shout out to our Legends Only Patreon supporters over on legendsonly.com. Nope. I was like, wait a minute, as I'm saying that.
We do have a legendsonlypodcast.com. I just renewed the URL.
If you'd like to access the podcast that way, legendsonlypodcast.com.
Yeah.
Could be easy for you.
Little shortcut link.
And if you'd like to access the Patreon, it is patreon.com/legendsonly. You can head on over to the Patreon to support us and listen to literally dozens of bonus episodes, after shows, deep dives, and all of the above.
Yeah. And join our live chats if you're an icon.
If you are an icon, you can support us by logging on to Discord, which I mean, every week more and more girlies are jumping out of the woodwork and saying, hey, how do I get in?
Yeah. I think it's because Twitter's dying. Like, X is like, she's over. I really can't even anymore.
We highly endorse it. It's a lot of fun. It's just a big chat room like AOL.
But no.
Yeah. So come on in. And
you are the visuals.
You are the visuals on the Discord, baby. And regardless, we also are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and every other streamer. If you could give us a 5-star review, it really helps us out.
It does. Thank you all so much for continued support for almost at 4 years, which is wild.
It is wild.
Coming up in October.
That is crazy.
I know, right?
Wow.
Wow. It's like going to college.
It is. Yeah. And what did we get out of it?
Oh, I had a great time. And I talked about this in the after show last week, but the FIT girls are like all in my FYP now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God.
You know, well.
It's so cute seeing everyone in their like first day outfits. And I'm like, oh, just wait 2 months and that's going to be sweatpants and flip-flops. Been there, done that.
We used to be young.
We're still young. Are you kidding me?
Well, tell Miley that.
I did squats and physical therapy the other day. I felt young.
Love that for you.
Yeah.
That is a good thing to do. Well, we were just speaking about her earlier. Nicki Minaj is finally here with a song she's been teasing for quite a while called Last Time That I Saw You. I've been going off about this.
Slay!
This is my favorite Nicki song in a really long time.
Well, there haven't been many.
Here we
go. Sorry, it's true.
I love this song. It is giving me exactly what I want from her, unexpectedly. I mean, there are different versions of her that I want, but this down-tempo sort of Pills and Potions part two, but grown, mature, honestly very somber. She talked about it in an interview that it has to do
not
with...
Not a sample,
but sounds like Sweater Weather, the neighborhood. It's giving 2012, 14-ish Tumblr vibes, bringing me back to like Sky Ferreira, everything.
But it's fresh and the production's good.
Yes, it is. And I just really like the sentiment of it. She's had some loss in her life. And she said that the song generally deals with loss, both of friendship and personal life and things like that. So I don't know. And I think this hit exactly at the right time sonically. As the seasons change, this is like that first crisp moment.
Literally.
I thought her team, her new PR, her new PA, probably just made this happen.
We need to focus on what we need to focus right now.
But I thought this hit at just the right moment in the calendar.
Yeah.
Of this little somber
moment. Little crisp air, sip of pumpkin spice. You're ready to like put on a sweater and you're like, oh, this time won't you save me?
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Blackout demo season.
Yes, it's very, very that. So this is our taste of Pink Friday 2 so far. I'm all in. I have listened to this on repeat. It's just very easy listening to. You can get sucked into it. And so I'm a big fan. I really like this one.
I'm back on the Nicki train. Thank you, Sachin, for getting her together.
The Barb's rail.
Oh my God, literally. I'm going to get a round trip ticket on the Barb's rail. I'm excited to see what, if any, upbeat moments happen on this.
Pink Friday's here?
Yeah.
Oh, there are plenty.
I mean, there has, but like, I hope it's not, I like the stuff that she does with samples, but.
Well, I don't think, like, Pink Friday original was not really that either. So I feel like, I think very much that she is getting back to basics of who, of what that album sounded like and who she was, you know.
Yeah.
She had a good interview where she was like, I know people expect boobs and butts and penises from me all the time. So.
Mm. I like a Pills and Potions with a va-va-voom. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like night and day.
Yeah.
It's fall and summer.
You've got layers.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nicki Minaj. Pink it's a Friday night out in stores.
And then like your playlist. That's really good. The Come Down.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that vibe.
Yes. And I'm always going to love a down-tempo, sorrowful moment.
I would also really like it. I think it would be so cool if she, this would have to be like a B-side album, like Christina Aguilera vibes, where it's like two full albums.
Uh-huh.
If she took dance samples from her own hits and redid them and like automatic. So cool. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a two side, like Chromatica remixed, but like if it's Slade, you know?
Right. Yes.
Sorry, the barb is jumping out.
The barb is jumping out.
Yeah.
She said in this interview, just knowing everybody can relate to this is what makes me happy. If you're not a major Nicki fan, you wouldn't know Nicki Minaj does this kind of music. You would just think I'm only doing boobs and butt and penises. Which is true. Like, obviously, her biggest hits aren't sadder moments. And I actually really love when she sings. I love it. So
I didn't know she sang. I thought she rapped or whatever. Whatever. Wow, that was such an iconic read.
Yeah.
Is that true? Do we think, like, locals only think of Nicki as, like...
Anaconda.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think they only think of Anaconda, Barbie World, those kind of songs.
Super bass.
Super bass, yeah.
Huh.
I don't think they're digging... But I think they do that about most artists, too. Like,
Toxic.
Toxic, yeah.
We need the girls to look up Save Me, Marilyn Monroe.
Mm, Marilyn Monroe.
We should do, like, a low, down-tempo
mm-hmm.
girls
yeah.
playlist.
Love that.
Underrated, low-tempo bops from the girls.
Mm-hmm.
That's a playlist.
Definitely. Castle Walls, Christina.
Oh, my God. Iconic.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started.
Oh, she's starting. Let's go. Pink Friday 2 coming November.
Yeah. And this has me really excited.
Same. I'm back on board.
I loved the visual, too. I loved that image of her in the water.
Simple.
Very into.
Simple stun.
Simple stun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it's literally Pink Friday elevated.
Yeah. It is. It honestly is almost a bit like Taylor's version, where it's like revisiting from a more mature stance.
Yeah.
Speaking of revisiting the past.
Oh, well,
you know, the years keep going up, and so does this song. It's called Keep Going Up. It's by Timbaland.
What was that?
Timbalake and Nelly Furtado, who famously came together for a bop that's really still dominating TikTok. Inspired by that, they all got back in the studio, and I believe, though I don't know if it's entirely confirmed, I think Timbaland is working with Justin solo, and I think working with Nelly solo. So I think Timbaland is very much back in the fray.
Yeah.
With a new song called Keep Going Up. It is going to be featured as the first Monday Night Football song. Justin and Timbaland are curating NFL this season, the songs. Who knows what sort of things they'll threaten us with in the future.
Yeah. We're not going to be getting Addison Rae on Monday Night Football, but...
We're so close. Yeah. So keep going up. You know, it's not going to save the world.
No.
You only got 4 minutes to save the world, in fact.
Yeah. This is... You know, I look at this as a marketing plan, because we've been talking about the Furtado songs here.
Yes.
And like the girls that get it are in
yeah.
for this Nelly Furtado sans, and the TikTok girls get it.
Right.
But now we need to take that jump to the locals.
Yeah.
And I feel like this song has a good shot of doing that. And then we're going to get Nelly Furtado's next album, hopefully solo,
mm-hmm.
Kavant Furtado sans.
Mm-hmm.
I accept this for what it is. It's an outreach to the locals on Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. They're going to be like, oh my God, I remember them.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fun bop. And then they're going to be like, oh my God, wait, she's back?
Yeah.
You know?
I definitely think you're on point there. I think mm-hmm. it was a great move for her strategically to be yes. on a very high profile song. It's frankly for her and Justin, they both need to kick up some
yeah
memories again. But as far as the song itself, it's fine.
It's
It's not bad.
No, it's just I don't want to hear
it.
Sorry.
Yeah. It also, my favorite review during the live chat was, unfortunately, it's evenly distributed. That is
Which
such a fucking good
so
read.
So accurate.
Yes. Unfortunately, that man is on that song.
Yeah.
Just as much as Nelly. It's fine, though. The nice thing, I guess, is I don't feel like it's dated.
No.
So I don't think Timbaland's lost
touch. It sounds fresh.
Yeah.
But the production-wise, it sounds fresh. It's just not the... Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I just think sort of it's working against you when you're trying to reclaim a magic that existed. There was just a synergy in the early to mid O's with Timbaland and all these people that worked with him that, you know, I am excited that he's still making music and doing stuff. But, you know, when people say like, oh, I hope it sounds exactly like that, you don't actually want that.
No, you want there to be a reference.
Yeah.
But elevated.
That's why, I mean, Max Martin has been spanning the decades and they don't sound like Max Martin songs altogether. Like,
no.
Ariana compared to Baby One More Time doesn't sound the same, but they're all excellent. It's just, they're very of its time. Max Martin in the 90s sounded the same, but then the sound changed. So you don't want it to just sound like one thing.
His drum style is so unique.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's his
Yeah, that's signature. The Timba signature, which is great. I just, yeah, this isn't, it's not going to change the world.
No.
But it's also not offensive.
Nope.
It's just there, which is perhaps the worst thing to be. Neither good nor bad, just indifferent.
It's fine. The locals will eat this up. It'll get its Monday Night Football play.
And maybe it'll be attached to some sort of pop culture moment where it will be more memorable. I don't know.
Yeah. Strip out that Nelly vocal, though, and put it on a different, like... You know,
I think that's just making a new Nelly Furtado song at that point.
Well, as they should.
I know. What if Nelly sang that song, but it was different lyrics and a different melody on a different song without Justin Timberlake?
Exactly. Exactly. She can keep on going up.
You guys got so close. Down. Just a few notes here. But I hope she gets
Whatever,
tons of streams. Yeah,
she will.
Yeah,
she is.
She is.
Also, I need this new album from Nelly Furtado so bad. Did you see what she said to Billboard? She did an interview.
I did not.
Oh my God, you're going to be shaking. She praised your faves.
Mm.
She says she was inspired by Madonna's Ray of Light and Janet Jackson's Janet while making Loose.
As she should.
Quote, I felt like those were iconic pop albums where those grown women making pop music, but having it be special and unique in some way. And just like kind of streamlined. I knew I wanted something more streamlined than my other albums. Mm. Loose is iconic.
Yeah, that's a start to finish bangers album.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm perched and ready for, because all of you let, what was it? Something room, Spirit Room.
Spirit Indestructible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flop.
Right.
I saw that show and the girls. Oh. Yeah. The girls only knew like Say It Right and Maneater and like. I got that on, like, I remember there was a, was it not Grubhub? What was the one that was, like, Groupon?
Yeah.
Was that a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got it on Groupon, and it was the album and the ticket in one.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
That is a deal. The Fly Like a Bird 2-for-1 special.
Literally, though, it was, like, $25 for, like, a ticket and the album.
Oh, wow.
But we're here now, eating your man. I'm so here for it. I'm obsessed with her. Ugh. Anyway, this album will arrive soon. I hope.
Yeah, you're just willing it into existence.
I am. I'm so excited. I love to see one of my faves from like the past still crushing it, which, you know, that is a theme that will continue.
Yes, that is a theme.
In other music news, I have two recommendations. One is from an artist, Babsy, Everywhere, which is the Fleetwood Mac song, but this is a house remix of it that is refreshed for the time. And also, Lay Youth is back with the singer M-E-M-M-E, Talking Like That.
Mm.
Bop. Adding them to the playlist.
Add to the playlist. Well, We have finally decided to break the tension.
She's an icon, she's a legend, and she is the moment.
With 3 weeks to go now until the tension release, including the LOX John Ali tension album release party. She did this for us.
Let's get tense.
Well, no, you're working that out with the physical therapist right now.
Oh, God, my fucking hamstrings are tense, let me tell you.
This is honestly your theme song right now because of your limbs.
Oh, I should tell them to play that.
Yeah, break the tension.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, touch me right there. It really does kind of, it hits.
Yeah.
In any case, Kylie Minogue is back with single 2, technically 3, if 10 out of 10 you include that.
No, we don't.
We don't. From Tension, the title track. Out now, written by the legend himself, Biff Stannard, who, of course, did Love at First Sight for her and Spice Girls, just legend icon, works with her a lot, as well as Camille, who I'm really loving, songwriter.
Camille!
Not to be confused with Grammer, Camille Grammer.
No.
She did not write on this
from
one.
Club MTV.
Club MTV.
Iconic.
But there is a clip of Camille Grammer dancing to vintage Kylie from the 80s.
Yeah.
Which is fabulous.
They need to bring that back.
They do.
If anyone would like to work with us, I don't know if you want to do it. I didn't run this by you beforehand.
Oh.
But like, I would totally watch this like as a live stream of just like bops with like girls with their tits out shaking and crying.
Definitely.
But you can't be sexy anymore. Like, I would watch Club MTV, Allegra Cole on the piano, Camille dancing.
Yeah.
There's a concept there.
Love that idea.
Yeah.
In any case, Tension is here. It was one of the ones that really blew the room away when we were at the album listening party. It was the one that we requested that she play again at the end of the album. I said my humble request for everyone listening for the first time was just to play it really loud because that's how I experienced it. And when that robot breakdown drops for the first time and you're not expecting it, it was shocking and everyone just went up. I obviously love the song. I'm loving the vibe. I'm very happy for Kylie. This is really going in my favor right now. Very into the Tension era. It is also a lot weirder than I was anticipating.
Yeah.
This era is strange visually.
This is a bop. And I was, okay, I will say I was like, the hype was going around. And I was like, okay. So I popped an edible. I went to the park, watched the sunset. And I put in my AirPods for my first listen, and I was shook.
Oh, good.
I'm glad. Was like, wait a minute.
I felt like you would really appreciate the mad production of it, the way that it zigzags.
Yeah. And the bass is like so deep.
The bass. Oof.
I was like, oh.
Yeah. She's not afraid to get robotic and weird, which I love. I absolutely love the breakdown of this. Biff compared it, my heart. He said it almost reminds him of a Girls Aloud song. Because of the construction. Girls Aloud songs are very Frankensteined. Like, the sections of the songs shouldn't make sense together, but they do. That's, like, their signature is, like, strange sort of melodies and riffs combined with the songs change throughout the song, basically.
But it's catchy.
Yes, but
it's
catchy
like
all the way.
It's, like, odd sounding, like, hold me there, touch me right. It sticks in your head.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm thrilled. Now, she teams up again with Sophie Muller, who's been working with her on like all her visuals lately, for this music video.
I have so many thoughts about this video.
Same. I ended up doing a old school Mew Mew's video breakdown analysis because I was so inspired, which I have not even written for myself in quite a bit, but it made
me
feel...
I feel like such a clown. I haven't read it yet.
Oh, it's fine.
I'm such a bad friend.
Bad fan.
Yeah.
It just made me feel... that spark again, just to do something fun and silly. But yeah, we should break down the tension because it's a lot and it's so weird.
Okay, so do you want to know what my theory is?
Okay.
About the visuals of the music video? It's kind of inappropriate, like, but we're going to put Conservative Mommy away for a second here.
Okay.
So the video was kind of giving me like classic Kylie in the pink. It's to me like the kind of family-friendly, fun, light, airy Kylie that we know and love and, like, sorry, like, innocent and friendly and cute and nice. And then the kind of, like, evil, like, fun, Gaga-esque Kylie is, like, that's, you know, in the studio and she's like pressing buttons and like moving shit is the creative process of like the weird edginess that's kind of like influencing fun and flirty Kylie to Ooh. Be creative.
Yeah.
And then glitter Kylie with the wig mm. is the music. Like that's symbolic of what we hear and it's coming to life.
Yeah.
And I also feel like the song is kind of about, I don't know if this is true, but like touch of my hand vibes, if you catch my drift.
Oh, a little self-satisfaction.
Yeah. Because as she's like in there and she's like, oh, right there, hold me right there. But she's doing it to herself mm. and there's no men involved. And I was like, is this?
Interesting.
Is this what I think it could be?
I love that.
Is that like too bizarre to think?
No.
That was my first reaction.
Love that.
And she's like pressing the buttons. I'm like, that's right, girl. Release that Press tension that yourself. Button. You don't need a man.
Absolutely.
And then she walks out of the little like hut.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like glittering.
Yeah.
Which means she's been inspired by evil, not evil, but like Kavan Kylie.
Yeah.
To like do that. And like she's leaving the venue to go deliver us the album.
Yes.
I was so into it. I really liked it a lot. It was fucking weird.
It's weird. It's both low budge and not because it's like intentional low budge, but it's camp. Yeah. Yeah. We actually had very similar. Similar okay. analyses, sort of. Mine was sillier, but you know, I thought that was more Padam Red Kylie because it was. I thought it was Red first of all, but I thought it was a continuation of Padam Kylie because she's also in the same hotel room.
Oh.
In that when she settles into the room, or at least a similar room as the Padam
That's
video.
Right.
So I felt like it was Padam Kylie having grown tired.
So she's
tired.
Like leaving the Padam hotel room
I
and
think,
she's like, what's this little box?
Yes. So Padam Kylie having grown tired of Padam wearing F words coming up to her begging for a selfie has opted to flee society by making a midnight escape to the neon lit Svalbard Global Seed Doomsday Vault.
Oh.
Have you ever seen that? Oh, the vault?
No.
When you look at it, you'll be like, wait a minute. This actually looks like it could be it. It's in Svalbard.
Oh, what's like literally it?
I was like
basically Playhouse Bar.
I was like joking and then not joking. I was like, no, it's basically it. It's where they keep every seed known to man in case of doomsday so that they can regrow Earth.
Oh, good luck.
Good luck, sweetie. But anyway, she's there. She's taking the trip to the Tension Dimension.
Oh, I felt like Tension Dimension.
Mm-hmm. I felt like Commander Kylie was giving me X era Kylie.
Yeah.
Robo Kylie, she's diddling with the dials. I feel like red hair Cher / Kathy Dennis Kylie was disco era because I felt like it was the Say Something glitter.
Yeah.
I felt like she was beaming in from that galaxy.
It was that effect.
Yes. And she's overlooking the shattered disco on the dance floor, the disco ball. So I felt like she's there and she's giving you that TikTok choreography, which by the way, I've always like Kylie doesn't really dance. So it was like shocking.
No, none of these new girls do either. So
right.
I don't want to hear it from any of you.
But she is dancing now. And I'm like, oh my God. So Padam Kylie settles into her Padam motel room. She's instantly delighted by that. And she learns the moves in her room as it like moves away and she starts dancing in it, in her sweater. And then when ex Kylie and Padam Kylie are at the table.
Let's talk about the husband.
I literally joking, but not joking. Was like, this is, I don't know if you've ever watched this before, Marina Abramović, the artist. The artist is present.
It's literally that.
Like,
holy shit.
They're like having the showdown, basically. It's like an interrogation / take on the artist is present. That's where we're taking this. And then all of a sudden, a teeny tiny showgirl era Kylie comes in, the yellow one on the table, right?
Vegas promo.
But it's also giving, since you haven't seen it, in Moulin Rouge, Kylie plays a little green fairy that pops up just that size, too.
Oh.
She pops up when they all drink absinthe and they start having hallucinations. So I was like, oh, so that's obviously
A reference. Yeah.
And then you wouldn't know this one either, but I'm not being shady. I'm just like, when they all sort of come together, there's like a meeting of the Minogue minds and it results in like Kylie overload and all of a sudden all the versions of them are dancing. And it looks just like the video for Your Disco Needs You, at the bottom. It's like she has multiverses in there. And it also reminds me of Come Into My World. She has multiverse Kylies. And Did It Again video, she has multiple Kylie eras. But in any case, she has a dance party of the millennium in the Doomsday Vault. She realizes she can't leave the F words away for long. So she decides to return.
With back to $3 bill. She goes.
Yep. With a renewed passion for the new dance wig. Floor. Ready to bring the teachings of the tension dimension to the locals. And that's, you know, that seems pretty straightforward to me.
Honestly, I think that's accurate.
I definitely think she like goes in there, learns of tension, comes out, and is ready to bring the sleigh.
Mm-hmm.
And
the sleigh vault.
The sleigh vault.
The vault of sleigh.
Mm-hmm. It's like wild, but I do... We haven't actually had any visual that has caused me to think in a while. It's a sleigh with like dancing or...
Yeah, let me think.
But there's nothing that I've ever actually wanted to do like a little breakdown of in a really long time of like, what does that mean? And we haven't got the visuals from Beyonce, but I'm sure that'll be full.
That's true.
To be fair, it's just not my world, but Swifties get to play with a ton of like hidden messages in her visuals.
Right. And Easter eggs.
But that's not my bag. But
yeah,
with Kylie, I'm just like, this is giving meta. It's giving references. And I know it's not the most expensive video in the world, but I still feel like they accomplished a lot of things with it.
Yeah.
It's no
one reminded me of too. I don't know why this visual sticks out so vividly in my brain. Barracuda Bar always used to play Madonna Girl Gone Wild on the TV screens.
Yep.
And for some reason, like, this reminded me of, like, music videos that would play on a screen in a gay bar.
Yes.
Where it's, like, campy and low-budget looking, but highly memorable. And you're like, oh, I want to hear that song.
I completely agree with you. It reminds me of the Barracuda TVs and the industry TVs. When, like, you're dancing on the dance floor and you, like, it catches your eye and you start watching the video instead of, like, surveying the crowd. So, all in all... Very pleased. And this also brings me to the other point, which is that tension is a lot weirder than I think I initially expected. Because there is something sort of odd, like Kylie crashes into Earth for Padam. Because it's like you're in rural America, sort of, and you're this like red space age creature slaying. And now it's even more like, okay, what is the tension universe? It's very odd. She's done this a lot in some ways as well, just kind of being experimental and strange and space age. So, and honestly, this is her 16th studio album. I'm just so grateful
Damn.
That she wants to be a princess of pop.
KM16.
KM16.
Which is difficult to get. Not everyone has that.
Truly. And has that passion to do like unadulterated pop. To this degree, like it hasn't veered into like only doing standards or whatever the case may be. Like she wants to be a modern electropop girly still, and
it's not really super serious either.
No, it's very much like without much thinking to it. To be honest, it's very airy, whatever. And she keeps saying that in interviews. She's like, whatever song I was feeling in the moment, I recorded, and it was just like, you know, if it feels good, do it.
Hold me there, touch me right there.
Uh huh.
We're all gonna have fun!
And that is Tension. And now we've got 3 weeks, and that'll be out, and Slater's album will be out the same time. That's gonna be a great New Music Friday.
Yeah.
And have two different vibes of electropop. One's gonna be like chilly 80s synthy stab vibes. What Slater's inspired by like Blackout and that kind of vibe.
Nostalgic. Mm-hmm. A little bit of vaporwave flair.
Kylie's hitting the clubs and doing like robo
Euro pop.
The girls will be eating girl dinner. This is my girl dinner. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Do we think this will be the last single before the drop?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's the title track.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I don't want any more from it to come anyway because it's a short album. So I'd rather just eat it up as it is. Two singles is perfectly appropriate. With this one. I mean, if she wants to do ones after, that's good, but
yeah.
You don't want to. This is good how it is.
Wow.
Ready.
I'm finally a little Minogue-ster.
I know.
I mean, I never not was, but.
I know, but you're new to the the lore or the deeper teachings of the Minogue.
I looked up. So in our live chat, if you're an icon, Brad mentioned a song that he thinks I should try to remix for this party coming up.
Yeah.
You were accurate. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
This is like a 100-something-ish BPM.
Yeah.
We can crank her up to like a 120, 122.
Yeah.
It actually, though, does, if you speed it up without adding anything else to it.
It goes off.
It does go off without adding anything.
And there are those versions.
But also the ARP at the beginning, I clipped that out and I looped it. And I was like, wait, there's something here.
Yeah.
So I don't know. TBD.
TBD.
Might try to drop a Kylie mix at the party.
Well, we welcome you to Minogue Nation.
All the lovers. But that one's so classic. It's like, how do you make that better? You can't.
Yeah. True.
You know.
What was your first exposure to Kylie?
I think the Razor phone, flip phone commercial where I was like, oh my God, this is a bop, and it was chocolate.
Okay.
I knew Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Yeah.
It's like, who didn't know that one?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I couldn't get it out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
But, and All the Lovers.
Yeah.
Because the music video.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was in my like era when I wanted to be a music video director.
Oh.
I was like, you know.
Where can I get a pile of men?
Well, honestly, I don't know. I'm gonna ask you.
Literally, my apartment actually looks like the All the Lovers video.
Oh, my God. First exposure was that. And then I oddly loved like Into the Blue, which people think is weird.
Oh yeah, that is an interesting take.
I loved that album.
It's great. It's the lesser, it is a lesser known Kylie moment.
Would you say it's her Britney Jean?
No. Her Britney Jean is Golden, which is the really more of her Joanne.
Oh.
And it's not to say that the album is bad though. It's just if you're not feeling a Joanne vibe,
yeah,
you won't
normally not
love it. Yeah. when are you? So I would say that was the one that kind of veered off track a bit.
Slay.
But still, it's still great.
Maybe I'll mix Into the Blue for the party.
You could, because that'll be an unexpected one.
Yeah.
Or Sexercise.
Bop.
For physical therapy.
Oh my God.
Bounce, bounce.
I got 3 weeks. I'll figure something out.
You'll get there.
See you then.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what a week.
What a week.
Well, girls, I think it's time to release the tension and chill out in a little after show. If you would like to listen to the after show, it is over on patreon.com/legendsonly, where we continue to talk about things after this show. There's a concept there.
That's right.
Or we will see you over on Instagram. And until next, is there anything coming next week? There is, you know, the artist Bronze Avery, that song that he's been teasing on TikTok, I think it's coming out next Friday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I think it's called Scan and Copy.
Slay.
And it's like a give me more sounding gay bop. He's been teasing it on TikTok for a really long time. And I think it's coming out next Friday.
Well, we will be watching out for that.
Yeah, if it does, obviously we'll talk about it. But yeah, but until then,
we will
see you
soon.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.